Well, this morning, very happy to welcome an artist to the studio. And I know art is very hard to describe, to explain on radio. You can't see it. But this is an opportunity for you to go in person and catch it. We've got a great display on down at the South Shore Center. And joining me this morning, I have Raymond Chow, the artist behind, I guess, the whole idea of that. Is that correct, Raymond?
Yes, you know that we are the only sole art gallery in the whole entire Bridgewater, Jonathan.
Well, I know they've had some exhibits up at the Des Brzee Museum, yes, and that type of thing.
Exactly.
But you have your own gallery set up now.
Well, yes, we are we call a pop-up gallery. We get there a month at a time, and then if there's another space, we'll take the other space. But this space, Jonathan, which is across from the Shoe Place, is the largest space available to us for the three of us.
Okay, so three artists, and that's right across from the Fun Factory.
You nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what kind of art will we find?
Well, you find some of the works that Gary's done over the last 5-6 years, which he's been into it. For Wesley, it's been the works he's done over the last 20 years as an illustrator for Harlequin romance novels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is all drawn art, is it?
No, it's paintings. I will have my drawings there as well, which I use actually for my 2.5 coloring books of Bridgewater.
You've been working on these for a while, and I got to say they're beautiful. You've taken, I guess we could say, a bit of artistic license with some of the locations in town.
Very much so. My third one on Bridgewater shows your building with the Eiffel Tower above the tower. You're getting a new tower here, eh?
Well, yeah, apparently, yeah. If we were having an Eiffel Tower here, it would be, yeah. The camel sitting outside of the town hall was the first one that kind of made me go, wow.
Well, you know, slow and easy makes it, right? If you rush like a racehorse at town hall, things can collapse. So best take it slow and easy, as David Mitchell is doing as a mayor, right?
So what got you into doing this? You moved here a number of years ago, mm-hmm. and you decided that you would draw Bridgewater.
Well, being in Vancouver, as young as I was, 17, I did most of Vancouver, West Van, North Van, Richmond, Seattle, and all the way down the coast to Palm Springs. But I knew that if I were going to succeed, I had to get to other cities rather than just Vancouver, which had a good population. We have 20% Chinese, believe it or not. My two grandfathers came from 1900 on the China Express, came and settled, and both were farmers in Richmond.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. But you decided to come east.
Well, the thing is that 71 years in Vancouver was quite a venture, traveling also between to England for 10 months and to Hawaii 2 months. And what I did, I found, Jonathan, that if I don't spend time in that city, it's going to be difficult for me to put my foot into the door to the galleries.
Okay.
So when I was there for a month in San Francisco, looking at the galleries, what was around, what could I draw, which I did. I drew at those days on site.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is the plan with the pop-up gallery that you have at the South Shore Center? That will just continue on, or is there a grander vision?
Well, my larger vision is to produce a community television program called Make Art, Sell Art, because that's what I've done in my life. I produce art, and I had my own art galleries. I had three of them.
Okay. And these books are for sale?
Yes, they are.
And if you wanted to get these coloring books, what ages would you recommend?
I think the ages is anywhere from age 5 up to 50, 180 like I am. No age limit.
Well, and if we wanted to get them, you've got how many volumes? I see you have a volume 1, and then you have one here for Halifax. That's available here too, I assume.
Yeah, the Halifax one I'm working at. This one was done about 5 years ago, but I'm working on a more comprehensive one from east to west in Halifax, including some of the domiciles, some of the commercial buildings, some of the parks, areas around Lord Nelson, the park, you know, around
there. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. How much do we need to have in our pocket if we wanted to walk away with one of these coloring books?
Okay, we have two sizes. One's 8x10, the other's 11x14. The smaller one is $25 only. I'll sign it. and the large one's 35, which is 11 by 14.
Okay, and then you take them home and add your own twist to them.
Yeah, you could add your own twist. We want to get five mares from the five districts, from Halifax, Chester, Lunenburg, Bridgewater, and maybe, I don't know, Yarmouth or Shelburne, to bring their best art student over here down to Bridgewater and have a little coloring contest. The mayor will do a coloring, and the art student will finish it off for the mayor, and we'll have a little judging contest among my circle of five artists.
So when is that taking place?
Hopefully within a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if we want to visit the gallery, it is open every day, but only manned at certain days, or how does that work?
We're there from Wednesday to Sunday. Sunday's from 12 to 4, every day from 10 to 4 approximately.
Okay.
Give or take, or if you want to, if you're only in town for one day or on a Monday, Tuesday, give us a call, and we'll open the doors for you.
Raymond, what about online? Do you have an online presence?
Yeah, we have two websites, RaymondChow.com and RaymondChowsArt.com.
Okay. All right. So we can check you out there. We can see you down at the South Shore Center. And we'll look forward to the next volumes in the books.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Raymond Chow. And make sure you drop down to the South Shore Center right across from the Fun Factories, where you'll find the pop-up gallery. Get one of these coloring books. They're beautiful.